Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As we mark a significant milestone in the journey of financial inclusion in India, it's worth noting that a crucial scheme has just completed 11 years of providing collateral-free loans to micro and small enterprises, changing the lives of millions of entrepreneurs across the country. First, let's understand what this scheme is all about. Launched in April 2015, the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, or PMMY, provides collateral-free loans to non-corporate, non-farm micro and small enterprises through a network of scheduled commercial banks, NBFCs, microfinance institutions, regional rural banks, and small finance banks. Mudra, which stands for Micro Units Development and Refinance Agency, is a statutory entity set up under the SIDBI Act to refinance last-mile lenders. What makes this significant is the way Mudra operates. It works on a refinancing model where the government and RBI set the policy, Mudra refinances, and then banks, NBFCs, MFIs, RRBs, and SFBs lend directly to microenterprise borrowers. This design is noteworthy because it leverages existing financial infrastructure, creates incentives for lenders to reach unbanked segments, and preserves credit discipline by making lenders bear the credit risk. The scheme is divided into three tiers, and recently, the RBI doubled the collateral-free MSME loan limit from 10 lakh to 20 lakh, effective from 1st April 2026. This expansion enables the Tarun Plus category, which now extends the scheme's reach for businesses requiring larger capital but still lacking collateral. Building on this, the Tarun tier borrowers who graduate to 10 to 20 lakh loans will benefit directly from this revision. Crucially, Mudra's strongest relevance to the UPSC exam is its inclusion metrics. The scheme explicitly targets historically excluded groups, such as women entrepreneurs, SC-SENT, OBC, and first-generation entrepreneurs. The design of the scheme, with zero collateral, small ticket sizes, and no processing fee for the Shishu category, removes the primary barriers that excluded marginalized borrowers from formal credit. It is worth pausing here to note that the RBI's April 2026 update has significant implications. Borrowers in the 10 to 20 lakh range who previously required collateral can now access credit without security. This move reduces the collateral gap that excludes women entrepreneurs and first-generation business owners. Combined with PMMY's zero collateral philosophy, this creates a continuous collateral-free lending corridor from 50,000 to 20 lakh. Now, let us turn to how Mudra fits into the broader credit architecture. The scheme's relevance to the UPSC exam is multifaceted. In GS Paper 3, it's related to the economy, specifically scheme structure, tiers, Mudra Bank, refinancing model, financial inclusion, collateral barriers, gender finance gap, and priority sector lending. In GS Paper 2, it's about governance, including scheme architecture, center designed, bank delivered, RBI regulated, and inclusion targets. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For mains, a potential question could be, the Mudra Yojana's collateral-free model has enabled financial inclusion for historically marginalized groups, but questions persist about credit quality and loan waiver politics. Critically examine. Remember this number, 20 lakh, the new collateral-free MSME loan limit. Note this carefully, the scheme's design and the recent expansion are aimed at promoting financial inclusion and supporting micro and small enterprises. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Mudra Yojana was launched in April 2015. The scheme provides collateral-free loans to non-corporate, non-farm micro and small enterprises. The RBI has doubled the collateral-free MSME loan limit from 10 lakh to 20 lakh. The scheme operates on a refinancing model, where Mudra refinances and then banks, NBFCs, MFIs, RRBs, and SFBs lend directly to micro-enterprise borrowers. In conclusion, the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has marked a significant milestone in promoting financial inclusion in India, and its recent expansion is set to further support micro and small enterprises, contributing to the country's economic growth and development. The scheme's relevance to the UPSC exam is undeniable, and understanding its intricacies is crucial for aspiring civil servants.